Well, I thought the race exhibit was very interesting and very true to life as they portrayed it. I was adopted into a family, and at the time I was adopted, my adopted mother was ill when they brought me to the house, and therefore they hired somebody to help take care of me. She was black, and my parents had a home with an extra room, and actually extra kitchen, extra room. They didn't buy it. This is the way the house came. And she lived in that part of it. But my parents always let her know that our kitchen was hers, and I was brought up that she was the same as I was. And so I was brought up in that culture. And so I never, you know, thought of discrimination. It didn't matter to me. She was as much part of our family as my parents were. And this is, you know, the way I was brought up. And then I went to live after I was married, I ended up living in Blacksburg, Virginia. Well, Blacksburg, Virginia is very different from the rest of Virginia because the university's there and many, many people from the north. So there was a lot less discrimination in Blacksburg. However, they did have segregation there. But at the point I lived there, the blacks chose to continue to be segregated. I thought that was interesting. They felt they had very good schools for their children, and they elected to leave their children in those schools. But I had, I became very ill, and I had two little children, and I needed help. And somebody at the university found this woman that they said really needed a job and would be great with the young children in my house and would come and help every single day. She was black. And she was absolutely delightful. She was a young person. She was wonderful with my little children. And the first day she came, I was told that I could get out of bed for lunch and try it. I'd been very dizzy, and I could try doing lunch out. And it was a gorgeous day outside. And she said to me, "Mrs. Jackson, you must come outside and have lunch on the porch, because it's just a beautiful day, and you can walk just that far, and then we'll get you right back to bed." And so I said, "All right, fine." So she fixed lunch for me, and I had told her anything she wanted in the kitchen, you know, get what she wanted for herself. And she fixed her own lunch at the same time. And so I said, "Won't you come out and eat on the porch with me? It's beautiful out there." "Oh, no, ma'am, I couldn't do that." And I said, "Why can't you do that?" "Oh, no, ma'am, your neighbors would never speak to you again if you ate on the porch with me." And I said, "Well, this is a college town, and the people are from the north, most of them that lived on my street. And we don't have this problem with segregation. And I know all my neighbors, there's no problem." "Oh, no, ma'am, I wouldn't do that to you. Because if word got around, you would be ostracized and no one would speak to you." And she literally would not come and eat on the porch with me. She would eat at the table with me in the dining room in an enclosed house where no one could see us. But she didn't want my reputation to be spoiled. So that was the first that I really, you know, had any definite part of what segregation was all about.